Welcome back to part two of Queer India. I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and this is QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. Okay, you can start talking, and it's just, you know, your experience at what it is to be gay in India.
Oh, okay. In India, like, in India, just now they had started, like, in India, the community is not accepting the gay peoples earlier, like, now they had started to accept the gay peoples. For me, like, it's being gay is, like, firstly, I was, like, very fear, like, I was having very fear to come out with peoples and all, like, I sometimes feel like what they will think and what they will, what their reaction will be there after knowing that I'm gay. So, yes, I don't. My family doesn't know that I'm gay still, but some of my friends knew that I'm gay, and I'm like, I'm proud of being gay. But yes, society and my religion does not accept to being a gay. But I don't know.
Do you still live at home?
Yes, I live with parents.
Can you explain to people how that's different from... Because in India, it's different. You stay at home for a very long time. Mm-hmm. In America, you don't do that.
Yes, I know. In India, yes, we stay... Like, our culture says that we used to stay with parents only. Most of the people stays with parents only. Because our culture says that we live together and we die together. Like, we always stay together. So being gay with in front of family and all, it's a bit difficult in India because they doesn't accept the accept our culture, doesn't accept our religion, doesn't accept these things, and it's like. But now, the generation is going very good now. Like in India also, they had accepted the 377.
Right, they got
and,
rid of it.
Yeah. So we are getting the rights. Now the people coming out and knowing that the gay is not a fear or something bad. It's natural and it's good. Like it's normal. Like it's not nothing like bad or something very different being a gay. So it's normal. We are gay. That's we are. Why to hide and all? But yes, sometimes religions and culture and family doesn't accept. So we are fear of this. But I think so, we will come out in that also in some time.
Do you think, because now that the law is no longer, do you think that, because I know marriage is really important, at some point, hopefully, they pass gay marriage in this country. That's a long, I don't know when that's going to happen. But do you feel that you could find someone that you fall in love with, a man?
Yes.
And would you want to marry them?
Of course.
Now, that would take you out of your home, and I know that's what they want for you. Do you think minds will shift in regards to being married? Because they want everyone to get married.
Yes.
That's a thing here.
Okay, I'll tell you my story.
Okay.
What I had planned and, like,
yes.
My planning is, like, yes, I will not marry a girl because I am not attracted towards a girl.
Okay.
So I will marry, of course, a man only. I will marry a man, and my plans is like if I'll get a like if I'll get my true love in man, then I'll marry him and I'll leave my parents. Like I'll not leave them, I will stay with my partner, but I will be like following them and I will be talking them. I will explain them this gay is not a fear or something. It's like normal. So if they will like accept me, then that is okay. But I don't know if they will accept me or not, but I will marry a guy only, not a girl.
Okay. Do you feel like there is more education now for them to? Because it's different everywhere. Like if you're in Mumbai, you know, it's a city. So it's a little more accepting in a city because the culture is different. And you're just an hour or so away, which is different.
Yeah. This is also matters like it's. Really matters because now Mumbai people are like they are very educated and they knew that this is normal and this is not bad or something like that. We should not be guilty being a gay. I am proud of it. And yeah, sometimes education also matters. they doesn't know about the gay things, maybe one day they will come to know what is gay. So they will accept. In Mumbai, you're telling about the city and they are more educated. That's why the people knew what is gay. Mm-hmm. That's why they are accepting. But where I stay and where I live means people don't know about much gay. Like, they think like gay, being a gay is like, oh my God, what is this? It's like not normal, or being a gay, like, yeah, education matters.
So if you could live your full truth, like, and be out to your parents, what would that mean to you? Because you're not out to anyone in your family?
No.
No, just friends.
Yes.
Do you have a boyfriend?
I was having. Uh-huh. Now I'm no longer with him.
Did he leave you? Was he a jerk? I'm just kidding.
Actually, he left me because he was married and he wanted his family.
So, okay, explain that to everybody, because that's something that's really important.
Okay. I was in a relationship for almost 1 year. Uh-huh. And he was married. He was having two daughters also. I was working with him. Then I felt in love with him over there only. Then what happened? His family came to know one day about us. So we had make a decision like we can't stay together anymore. Then I had given him the option like if you want to stay with me or your family, then he had chosen his family.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a mutual understanding and we are not apart. Like we are not together now.
But how did that make you feel?
I was like, if I'll tell you the truth, like I was like, from in the starting, it was like hell. I can't explain you the feelings and all. But I can tell you, yes, when someone goes, which you love from your heart and like you give all the things, like everything you gave him, it is like worst thing. Yeah, it is worst thing. I was in a depression for 3 months. I was taking tablets and all and therapies and many more things. So it is, yeah, it is bad to when someone you love and go from your life.
That your parents ask you why you were depressed?
Yes.
Pretty apparent when someone's depressed.
Yes. Actually, I told them that one girl is there. I had not explained by the man. Mm-hmm. I just told them one girl is there and she left me. The whole story I told them, but apart from boy, I told the girl. That's it.
Does that also make you feel bad about yourself? Because yes. You have to lie to your parents?
Yes, of course. But the situation is like, actually I'm not doing, like I'm not stable to if my family told me to go out from this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stay and live myself. I'm not that much.
You don't have you don't feel stable.
Yeah, I'm not employed that much. Mm-hmm. And I'm not stable.
Do you think
this is all the reason, like.
Uh-huh. Do you think you would ever... if you could be stable and could move on your own and you could get help from organizations that have been created, would you take a chance?
Of course.
Okay.
Yes.
Would you then think you would come out then? Because then you could at least be out of the house. So
yes.
You would come out then.
Yes, of course, yeah. I would.
Because there's lots of programs here. I mean, they do. They run a great program.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, how do you think you want to contribute your story for Indians so that you could live your actual truth, like really come out? Like, what does that look like for you? Like, how could you actually set that success up?
Okay, so if you'll take my story, I will tell to every people, just come out. I am not in that situation, but one day definitely I will come out in front of them. I will. And I will tell them that I am gay and being gay is not anything like bad or something. It's normal and it's good. I will come out one day. So I want to tell every people that you should come out in front of your parents and all. And you should tell them that being gay is normal. Yeah.
And do you think if you take your time and do it on your own terms?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, yeah. And mm-hmm. Everybody else?
Yeah, of course. Everybody should take the time and wait for the... What do you say, right time, and you should come out.
How old are you?
I am 22 years old.
Okay. Is there anything that's unique about you that you want to tell and like share about what a relationship means to you? Because I think it's interesting because here, you know, like you said, you were with someone that was married, which obviously they have a family.
Uh-huh.
And that's not... What did that feel like, though? What did that feel like not having being able to be in public together and just being yourselves? What did that feel for you? Not that person, but for you.
Actually, when I was in a relationship, I was like, when we used to go in a mall or something, I used to give him 100%. I used to catch his hand and everything. I was, I just forget the world, entire world. I used to forget them. Just everyone is watching me, so let them watch. I was like that. But he was also like that. That time he was like that only. Means like he used to catch my hand also, and we used to walk together. But situation is like he was married. The only problem was he was married.
Well, that's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big thing. I know. But if he was not married, then of course I and he was come out in front of our family and used to tell them.
Did you ever have conversations with him about why he wouldn't come out? Did he ever tell you why he wouldn't come out? Because of his family? Is it only because of his family?
Not only because of his family, like I told you, culture and society.
Right. It's culture and society.
Yeah,
I know.
It's culture and society. It's a big thing in India. Yeah. In India, society doesn't accept the gay people. Now they are.
Yeah.
They are accepting because they are getting more educated, more knowledge about gay people. So yes, it's good.
And there's a big difference. I had this conversation. There's a big difference between the hijra, obviously, mm-hmm. and someone who's transgendered, and someone who's a gay man, and someone who's a lesbian, and someone who's bisexual. But that language is not real here. People don't.
Yeah, their mind is just like full of shit. Nothing is.
Is there anyone that inspires you to keep going forward, being your true self? Is anyone that, like, I know you're friends with Prince Mavendra.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
He supports me. He always tells me, you should be proud of being gay. Mm-hmm. It's normal. So, yeah, he supports me every time.
Is there any last words that you could possibly contribute to the podcast in terms of telling people all around the world that might be a misconception of what it means to live here and be gay? Is there anything you can think of that's like, that people think, oh, no one could ever be gay in India, but that's not the truth? I mean, is there anything you want to tell anybody?
Yeah, like, I want to tell everybody that being gay, you should come out and it's normal. yes, in India also, they are accepting. So we should be together and come out, and the majority will contribute, like majority will define them that gay is normal, and they will accept that. So we should stay together and come out. Don't be shy, don't be fear of being gay, and yeah.
Thank you. That's it.
So I thought it'd be great to end my queer journey in India with my friend Prince Mavendra Singh Gohil, the first openly gay prince of India, so that you could hear his side of his story and to know how India is moving onward and upward with queer rights.
All right, you can start talking.
Hello, my name is Manvendra Singh Gohil, and I am the Crown Prince of Rajpipla in the state of Gujarat in Western India. I also happen to be the first member of a royal family to come out openly as gay to the media in the year 2006 through a newspaper. And it has been very challenging for me to do that. I was going against the current, because in those days there was a lot of misconceptions about being homosexual in India, even though homosexuality has been existing in our country since a long time. We have mentions about it in our religious scriptures, in the form of erotic statues in temples. It's there in the Kama Sutra, but it's been a taboo and people don't talk about it. So that was the whole reason I wanted to come out, to break that hypocrisy. But what happened was, as a consequence, is something very interesting, because being a member of a royal family, I was being respected by the people of my town. But the moment I came out as gay, they thought I had done something wrong. And the first thing which happened was my effigies were burnt in the fire. People protested against my coming out, and they thought I brought shame and humiliation to the royal family and to the society, and I should be shunned away. I should not be invited to any events. I should be outcasted. I should be banished from the kingdom, and I should be stripped of my title as a prince. My own parents, they brought out public notices in the newspaper saying that I should be disowned from the royal family and I should be disinherited from the ancestral property because I was doing something which was not acceptable by the society. But I did not go back on what I said because my fight was based on truth and honesty, and I knew one thing, that truth always prevails and truth is victorious. So I kept on talking about my issues in the newspaper, and the media greatly supported me. They brought about very positive stories on homosexuality. My turning point of my life was my appearance on the Oprah Winfrey Show in October 2007, and that changed a lot of mindset of the society in India, especially those who worship Oprah. And then began my challenge of actually converting a lot of homophobic people in the society towards accepting me, which gradually happened. One of the biggest changes happened, my father openly came out in the newspaper saying that he was instigated by the conservative society to take this step, and he regretted disowning and disinheriting me, which was eventually withdrawn. Today, I'm fortunate that my father, he has gifted me a 15-acre estate in the royal establishment of Hanumanteshwar, where I'm making a LGBTQ plus allies communities campus for the empowerment of the queer community, the sexual minority community. And it was he who laid the foundation stone of the community campus, which is a total reversal of what he did in 2006. So, and of course, truth always wins, as I said. And on 6th September 2018, we created history by the Supreme Court of our country, which has decriminalized homosexuality under Section 377 of the Indian Penal Code, which was a law made during the colonial rule when India was ruled by the Britishers. So there is a lot of things to go ahead in our life. Even though the courts have given us recognition, still we need to get an acceptance from our community and win their hearts and minds of the people.
What are some things you can dismantle for the listeners on like how you can live your life now, being in the royal family and being a prince status? But what are some things you can tell them that are not true, and like how you actually live?
So there is always a misconception among people that when you're royal or you're a prince, you live a life of luxury and you have everything you have the wealth, you have the facilities. But in my case, at least I can say I live a very simple lifestyle. I don't live in a palace. I live in the community campus, which I'm developing. I live in a very, very modest manner with not the luxuries which people kind of envisage or kind of envision what a royal lives like. And primarily because it's because I have sacrificed my whole life and donated all my income and whatever I have towards the benefit of the community. And I want to also experience what it is to live a life of a commoner, so that if I can I can experience that, I can help out other people.
What is your hopes for the future for India?
My hopes for the future of India are very strong and very positive, because the fact that we got a law changed in our country, which I never hoped would have happened in my lifetime. So that was one strong thing which has happened. And even though our government is conservative, but it has made a lot of decisions in the past. For example, the transgender rights were recognized. The HIV/AIDS bill got passed in the parliament, giving rights to the positive people. A lot of things are happening. I'm very happy that the youth of India are taking a lot of interest. I get a lot of invitations coming from schools, colleges, universities, education institutions to give TED Talks and to talk on issues of homosexuality. And I think it's important because the youth is the future of any society or future of our country. And if we are able to change the mindset of the youth, then I think we will be able to achieve a lot and get our issues mainstream in the society and create more and more allies.
Can you do me one thing? Can you sing like your cats?
Meow.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Queer Teen Podcast. For more information on Prince Mavendra Singh Gohil, you can visit him on Facebook at Prince Mavendra Singh Gohil or at The Gay Royals. I'm your host, Anthony Giorgio, and this has been another episode of QT, Queer Teen Podcast, showcasing and encouraging the next generation of queer youth from across the world to stand up for what's right. And remember, listen, learn, love.